This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting is raging across the Gaza Strip, including Israeli airstrikes in the north. The latest now from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Israeli airstrikes are pounding as far north as the Yarun village near the border with Lebanon, as Israeli forces face heavy resistance from militants. This man says, there's no food, no water, no rice. There is nothing. Living conditions are zero. There are still efforts to negotiate another truce, but officials in Qatar say the willingness is less than what it had been before. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Argentina libertarian economist Javier Milei took over the country's presidential office on Sunday, warning in his maiden speech that he had no alternative to a sharp, painful fiscal shock to fix the country's worst economic crisis in decades, with inflation heading towards 200%. Milei, a 53-year-old former TV pundit who shot to fame with expletive-ridden tirades against rivals China and the Pope, is taking over from Peronist leader Alberto Fernandez, whose government was dogged by failures to rein in soaring prices. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Buenos Aires to witness the swearing-in of Argentina's new president, Javier Milei. It's the Ukrainian leader's first-ever trip to Latin America, as Kyiv continues to court support among developing nations for its 21-month-old fight against Russia's invading forces. A political outsider who has promised to root out political corruption, dollarize the economy, and dismantle the central bank, Milei has also repeatedly expressed distrust of Russia and China. This is VOA News. Many Egyptians headed to the polls Sunday for the first day of a three-day presidential election in which four candidates are running, including President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who has held the top post since being elected in 2014 and is widely expected to win. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Egyptian state media showed President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi casting his ballot at a polling station near the presidential palace Sunday morning. Sisi has served two terms since he was first elected in 2014. A constitutional amendment passed in 2019 allows him to run for a third term. Khattar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, tells VOA that the three candidates running against President Sisi are weak. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Leaders from across West Africa say they now recognize the junta in power in Niger and are seeking a short transition period to civilian rule. The leaders announced this on Sunday after their meeting in Nigeria in a renewed push for respect for democracy across the coup-hit region. The 15-nation regional bloc ECOWAS has unsuccessfully tried to restore political stability across West Africa and Central Africa, where eight military takeovers have been recorded since 2020. Three Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were arrested on Sunday just before voting began in a so-called patriots-only district election that has marginalized formerly popular opposition figures in the city amid a national security clampdown. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan says China has made it more difficult to even run for office.
Some Western governments say the China-imposed national security law has been used to crack down on dissent. China says it has brought stability to the financial hub after the protracted pro-democracy protests of 2019. For weeks, the major pro-Beijing and pro-government parties have been out in force campaigning in a bid to boost turnout, as some observers see large numbers spanning the polls.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says at least three pro-democracy groups, including moderates and even some pro-Beijing figures, failed to secure enough nominations. United Nations climate talk negotiators have been urged to narrow down their options and agree on how to save Earth from disastrous levels of warming as the clock runs down at COP28. And the summit's president is determined to finish up talks by Tuesday. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.